This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the Congolese Diaspora. Several times in the meeting of the ACORN International Staff and Leadership in Paris, Matou Elanga Kankandi, a member of the National Board of the ACORN Alliance Citoyenne in France and locally in Grenoble, had raised the question of how we might expand to help develop organizing in his home country, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. We'd always answered briefly about the level of resources required and the long-term commitment necessary, but mainly we'd postponed the question until we attended a meeting he was organizing with leaders of the Congolese community in Paris before we were to leave the city. The meeting took a while to come together, but before it was over, there were 10 men who came to hear about ACORN and discuss their issues and interests for work both in the Congo as well as efforts to connect Congolese in what they call the diaspora. I was interested in these connections. Recently, I had met several of our members from Ottawa at the ACORN Canada Convention who were from the Congo as well as Gabon on the western coast of Africa. They'd been willing to take videos for our members and leaders in France and Cameroon of their great experiences with ACORN Canada. Even before the meeting began, Matou texted a close friend who was now in Chicago for additional ACORN information. A quick Google search indicated there were over 200,000 Congolese in France now. Several of the men had come by at various times during the weekend, meeting for several hours to listen and get a better idea of ACORN. Others were interested in learning more for the first time. After Matou gave an opening introduction based on his experience over recent years, and I briefly outlined where we worked and some intersections of interest to the diaspora, like our campaign to lower the cost of remittances or money transfers, I solicited questions and comments from the group. There were a range of opinions. Some were concerned about the political situation in the Congo and erosion of what they saw as democratic principles, including the fact that the president was still in office, though his term had ended a year ago. Many were bothered by the level of self-interest and corruption in public life that had alienated so many people from participation. Some thought there needed to be new political parties or that existing parties needed to be reformed. I wondered if these men saw themselves as Lenins at the Finland station at this room on top of a cafe along Paris Boulevard. Others commented with anger over the exploitation by transnational companies from the France, Britain, and the United States of the Congo's wealth and natural resources. They felt there was a trail of blood and bodies on their history that also clouded their future. They seemed more desperate to find a megaphone that could channel their voices and speak to their grievances than an organization that could empower them, but the dialogue was frank and open. No decisions were made and none were expected. There are probably a lot of names for conversations like this, but in organizing, we've always called it testing. These meetings open some doors and close others, but under any circumstances, they are necessary and they point directions to the future, even if not taken. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.